All of this new era in human history is for greatness. It is for fulfillment, passionate execution, and significant contribution. Accessing the higher levels of human genius and motivation in today's new reality requires a sea change in thinking, a new mindset, a new skill set, a new tool set, in short, a whole new habit. Now here is Dr. Covey.
This program is about the eighth habit. The eighth habit is find your voice and inspire others to find theirs. I've been working on this project now for several years, and I can honestly say I have never been so excited and so passionate about a project since I wrote the Seven Habits book. Seriously, because I see in the time that we live today the loss of people's voices. I see the discordant voices that are out there everywhere. I can also see the significance between effectiveness and becoming truly great. Not in terms of other people's saying that we're great, but in terms of the primary greatness that we develop in our own character, in that we have found our voice and want to make significant contributions that matter to people, to societies, to our families. This is the kind of greatness we're speaking about here, where you literally have a sense of personal significance, and there is as much difference in kind between effectiveness and greatness as there is between success and significance. The last 5 years have been, without any question, one of the most absolutely profound, gut-wrenching professional learning experience of my entire life. The eighth habit, from effectiveness to greatness, is the result. A book I rewrote at least a dozen times. But I want you to know that the overlapping of my chain of insights with the profoundly significant changes that have taken and are taking place in the world have stoked a deep excitement and enthusiasm within me. Not since my original work on the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People have I felt such passion, such powerful conviction. As I've begun to teach these ideas, people have responded so strongly and so positively because most feel such a void in their lives. The same emptiness is felt in organizations around the world, most of which struggle to achieve their top priorities. Let's look at both of these elements. First, personal, and then organizational. Listen to these voices. Listen to these personal voices to see if you might relate to one or two of them. I'm stuck. I'm in a rut. I have no life. I'm burned out. Exhausted. No one really values or appreciates me. My boss doesn't have a clue of all that I'm capable of. I don't feel especially needed, not at work, not by my teenage and grown children, not by my neighbors and community, not by my spouse, except perhaps to pay the bills. I'm frustrated and discouraged. I'm just not making enough to make ends meet. I never seem to get ahead. Maybe I just don't have what it takes. I'm not making a difference. I feel empty inside. My life lacks meaning. Something's missing. I'm angry. I'm scared. I can't afford to lose my job. I'm lonely. I'm stressed out. Everything's urgent. I'm micromanaged and suffocating. I'm bored, just putting in my time. Most of my satisfactions come off the job, not on the job. I'm beat up to get the numbers. I mean, the pressure to produce is unbelievable. I simply don't have the time and resources to do it all. With a spouse who doesn't understand and kids